Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Drive, spins, comes up with a right-hand finish, can't get it to fall. Tipped off the top of the backboard by Richard. Jackson Davis through traffic to Cryer for three. It's good for the right sideline.
Nice shot.
And that's what L.J. Cryer did tonight in the second half, especially in that fourth quarter. L.J., I'm Tim Roy along with Tom Tolbert. Congratulations. What were you trying to get done there in the fourth quarter? What were you trying to bring to the table?
We came out flat today, kind of lackadaisical. So when coach put us in, you know, we've been sitting all game, so we got to play with some juice. So we were just going out there and playing fun and playing loose. So we got the win.
Well, the crossover was wicked. You hit him with a couple of those tonight.
Man, you got to go out there and trust your work. I feel like I did a better job this game and believing in myself and going out there and playing confident.
Talk about the defensive mindset coming from, I know you played for Baylor and for Coach Kelvin Sampson over at Houston, both, you know, programs that, you know, you got to play defense, but especially Kelvin Sampson with the toughness that you guys play with as Cougars. Talk about that mindset coming in and just getting after guys and being tough physically and mentally.
Oh, man, he's helped me tremendously. He toughened me up. I wasn't always this tough before I got to him. Yep. And, you know, I felt like that set me up for success at this level. With me being the smallest guy on the floor probably every game, I got to bring something to the table. And I can hang my hat on defense. So that's a plus.
Let me ask you about this camp for you. And obviously you're trying to get your NBA feet under you and to prove it all. But has there been a moment where you step back and you look around the gym and there's Steph Curry, there's Draymond Green, there's Jimmy Butler. Has there been a moment like that for you?
Man, every day, honestly. You know, those guys are Hall of Famers, so I come into work every day with some gratitude, and, you know, I understand I'm blessed to be here, and I know I got to continue to work to stay here, so I definitely take it in day by day.
Well, you had a 14-point fourth quarter, helped the Warriors to the win. Continue the hard work. It's going to pay off.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, LJ. LJ Cryer, our guest. Warriors get the win. And the final score was 129 to 123. LJ Cryer helping the Warriors to a 51-point fourth quarter. Here on our quick little post-game show, Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert with you. Well, a 51-point fourth quarter for Golden State gives them the win here. And, Tom, what takeaways do you have from this game tonight? What concerns do you have?
I have no concerns.
No concerns?
The concerns I had wouldn't have cropped up tonight. They'd be before the season. I still have some concerns about this team staying healthy because they're getting up there in age now. I have some concerns about being able to put out lineups that are defensively sound but also have the proper spacing that they would like. The things I like about this team, and I've liked about a Warriors team for about 15 years now, is they have Steph Curry. I always like that.
Oh, yeah.
I always like when you have Steph Curry on the court.
It's a good place to start.
And he's on your
good
team.
Good place to start.
You have four, I don't want to say four Hall of Famers, but there's a good chance, you know, there's four Hall of Famers on the court with experience and guys that have been through the battles and guys who have been through the playoffs. So I do enjoy that. I think they have some depth this year, and they'll have some different combinations that Steve will have to, you know, figure out. And we know Steve does that. I mean, Steve won't settle on a lineup until, not a starting lineup, but let me say this, rotations. Because I don't think we're going to see, unless injuries pop up, I don't think we're going to see what we saw last year, which was like, you know, the lineup du jour. It was just like, whoa, okay, we got a new one tonight. We got a new one.
But he will adjust his starting lineup to the team they're playing.
He will, but it's more about rotations.
Right.
Now, that will probably take a month, maybe even two, to kind of figure out who plays well together when you have the new faces that you have. And not just new faces that I think he expects to play. But, you know, when I look at the Western Conference, I see Oklahoma City and Denver as the top two teams. I think those are the two best. And then after that, it's just like, you know, it depends on what your flavor. Do you like athleticism? Do you like wing depth? Do you like length? Well, then maybe you like the Clippers. Do you like stars and guys that can take over the game? Maybe you like the Lakers. Do you like championship experience and, you know, having one of the best players on the team and having a mix of shooting and defense? Maybe you like the Warriors. So, I mean, it just, you know, and look, I'm leaving teams out, of course. Minnesota is going to be in there as well as a team. Houston, although losing Van Vliet really hurts them. Can Shepherd be a guard for them that can play meaningful minutes? We don't know that. But the West is going to be competitive. So while the arrangement may change, the West is seemingly always going to be tough. So as far as, like, you know, what I like, what didn't I like, I don't really concern myself with that too much during preseason. I thought the guys that came in the fourth quarter and the second half really, really competed. I mean, if this was a regular season game and I was going to break it down, it would have been like, you know, you got to stop turning the ball over, you got to keep them off the offensive glass, and you got to take care of point of attack defense. And that still holds true. They're going to have to do those things, but the 11 turnovers isn't something you concern yourself so much with. But, you know, Steve will bring that up.
Sure.
He's going to say, hey, you know, you guys, you know this, but I'm still going to bring it up to you. We can't do this. You can't turn the ball over 20 times a game and expect to win. You can't let guys get by you and end up in wide open threes and expect to win. It just, those are things that are going to have to occur regularly throughout the course of, you know, a game and the season for them to be successful. So I would expect it's going to be a really fun season, going to be interesting. There's going to be some wild, wild games, and the Western Conference is going to be ultra competitive like it usually is.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those years, you know, you could win three games in a row, feel really good about yourselves, and then play well and lose two in a row because you're playing teams that are great. And so, but I'm excited about it. I like the mix. And, you know, we won't even see De'Anthony Melton for a few weeks, right? So that's another guy that, again, high IQ guy, knows how to play, and seemed to fit alongside Steph Curry perfectly.
Steve really liked him last year.
Yeah.
Really liked him. And he was very happy to get him back. So, you know, I'm excited to watch this team this year. And, again, you know, when you talk about, you know, somebody asked me, do I really believe they're championship contenders this year? I go, well, you know, I wouldn't say they're championship favorites, but they're in the mix.
Oh, absolutely.
And once you get in the mix, you never know what can happen at that
point.
I mean, just, you know, if you're one of the top – four or five teams, maybe even six.
Hey, the people in Minnesota probably don't want to hear this, but if Steph Curry stays healthy, they got a chance to win that series, you know, and then you're in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you know, who knows what happens, and because they would be the team going in with experience against Oklahoma City, who had never been there before. I think that would have made a little bit of a difference for Golden State. But anyway, who knows?
You know? I think there are three teams. I was going to include the Knicks, but I won't, just because. There are three teams I feel confident in saying are better than the Warriors right now. Denver, Oklahoma City, Cleveland. That's it. Other than that, it's just you got about 8 or 9, 10 teams that are like, they're all really good, and they're all really good in their own different ways. And, you know, if you look through the prism and the lens of the prism, just right, you're like, okay, we could get there and give ourselves a chance.
It's like in the Derby, the Kentucky Derby, where there's like, you know, there's maybe a couple horses up top, but there's that pack right back there.
And
every now and then, one of them come out of the pack and say, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, it's a long season. You need some breaks along the way. You're going to need, you know, health to hold for you this year. And then, you know, we'll see. And games are going to be – this is why I really like, you know, let me rephrase that. Not I really like. I just enjoy this type of season with the Warriors. Like, I know everybody says it was fun, like, when they had Durant and everything. It was. There was no drama. I mean, there just really wasn't. I mean, it's like, you're like, look at this team. Are you kidding me? They're going to the Western Conference Finals minimum. They're probably going to win the whole thing. It was fun. It was exquisite basketball to watch. But as far as drama is concerned, not so much. This year's team, with the pack where it is, There can be really important games when they play the Lakers, the Clippers,
Memphis,
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Denver even.
Portland.
Portland. I mean, so you know what?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of games, because I remember those years, right? And even before that. But the Durant years, there was probably like what? 6 games a year you're like, oh, this ought to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
This is going to be a really good one. This year, there's going to be about probably 30 games that you're like, okay, this could be a tiebreaker that comes in handy at the end of the year.
And I think it's going to be important for the Warriors to win games early. And the reason I say that, I think you want to put yourself in a position so you're not like last year where, you know, by everybody's admission to the locker room, they felt like they were in the playoffs for 2 months, right? They had to go on that run just to get to a play-in, right? You don't want to be in that position because that takes up a lot of energy. It takes a lot of stuff going on.
So. Yeah.
But
I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
October 17th, Friday, be here. 6:30 pregame with full pregame, full postgame.
Boom.
Ready to roll.
We're good to go, and I can't, boy, it's closing again.
I know.
Sports calendar just keeps turning, doesn't it?
It never stops.
Just keeps on turning. Another year, man. I can't wait to.
Be the Grey Cup. You know, you never know.
Okay.
Warriors with a win, 129-123, a thrilling fourth quarter. 51-26 in the fourth, and Golden State comes away with the win.